You've heard of the iPhone and the iPod. Now you're about to learn about the iGrant. The name is shorthand for Inspiration Grant, a grant that will be awarded soon in the Rogue Valley to allow some company in an advanced technology business to move ahead in a key project. The Inspiration Grant is a joint project of Sustainable Valley Technology Group and Rogue Valley Micro Devices. Heather Stafford is the Executive Director at Sustainable Valley Technology Group and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Heather, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about Sustainable Valley Technology Group. Like the name right off the bat, but what do you do?
Well, you know, and ideally, or initially, let's say, we're a business incubator accelerator. So it's about growing our own talent, working with entrepreneurs and small businesses to help them grow, to get in touch with investments throughout the state, and ultimately develop our economy here in Southern Oregon with a sustainable focus, with an emerging technology focus. Although we can serve everybody in the Valley who wants to start a small business.
And how long has Sustainable Valley Technology Group been around?
We're in our third year of operation. Our first accelerator is this year. Last year, we did a more traditional incubator with local companies where, you know, something like the Bay Area, we got an office space above US Bank. We got some cubicles, some internet, tried to make a really great space. And then we really kind of went back to the drawing board and said, well, what do local companies need? We saw a real diversity in the kinds of companies that we were seeing. And so those spaces work great when you're dealing with maybe all programming companies that are all e-commerce down in San Francisco. But we were seeing so many different kinds of companies that we decided to really tailor this year's program to each individual company and set them up with a board of mentors and some really targeted strategic market research and web development, legal help, financial help, and then ultimately network them in with the investors through the angel conferences in the state and venture capital firms. And if they want a grassroots fundraise, then we can mentor them through that process as well.
Grassroots fundraises in Kickstarter.com, that sort of thing?
Yeah, crowdfunding, Kickstarter. There's also direct public offerings, or there's sort of more impact investing. There's a lot of really great investment-minded people here in the Rogue Valley that want to put their money to work, but in not such a traditional way. So,
The operation, obviously, of Sustainable Valley Technology Group, what you do comes with certainly its own set of terminology and jargon and stuff. So I want to step back, though, to accelerators and incubators, because you mentioned them both. And how are they different, and what do they do?
Well, an incubator is traditionally more bricks and mortars. It's here's some working space, which is very valuable as well. But you know, in conjunction with the accelerator model, which is okay, you're here today. What missing ingredients are gone that are going to get you to where you want to be? So a lot of times it's money, but most of the time it's not just money. So you know, an investment isn't going to take a company, you know, from point C to point M. For instance, you know, they need mentoring, they need development, they, you know, often don't have access to legal help and sophisticated financial help.
So you provide something like an infrastructure for them because they can't afford to provide it for themselves at this point.
Right. And so we provide a very sophisticated board of mentors, and they'll be listed on our website here in the next couple of days who that board of mentors is. When the program starts, and we'll announce the winners that get a spot in the accelerator. And it's a 12-week program. So unlike a lot of accelerators in the state that are very e-commerce and software focused, and they have a little bit more traditional classroom type of feel where all the entrepreneurs get together once or twice a week and they come to classes and they get visiting speakers and they do this similar curriculum. We're not doing a classroom model at all. We're modeling this much more like a Y Combinator or Techstars, where we're getting experts to volunteer their time or substantially subsidize the cost of their time in this program so that we can really offer an impactful program. But for the entrepreneur, it's going to be a very intense experience for 12 weeks.
Sounds like they'll really be put through their paces and a lot of long days, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the iGrant. What is the iGrant, the Inspiration Grant?
Well, if our accelerator is meant to develop local companies, our iGrant is meant to attract outside companies. So our iGrant is very technology, high technology focused. This year we're working with Rogue Valley Micro Devices, and they do, they have a MEMS foundry right here in Medford.
A what?
And a MEMS foundry. It stands for micro electro machining. So it's little tiny computers on tiny nano silicone chips. So there's this great clean room, real sophisticated stuff. You know, it's like an Intel plant, you know, Intel R&D plant, only a real small one. And they've offered to donate $150,000 worth of in-kind services, which is the use of their facilities, the, you know, consulting with their engineers, to this winning eye grant company. And when we put it out there, we received 87 inquiries into the program from all over the world.
Is that a lot?
Well, for us, it was a lot. We didn't. This is the first time experiment on this type of program where we take, you know, a company that has a great infrastructure or a really rare find as far as their facilities, and then we match them up with an entrepreneur who is having a hard time finding facilities. So, the response was overwhelming. The fact that I would say over 90% of those 87 inquiries were all biomedical sensor devices of different kinds was really, really interesting as well. It taught us a lot about the market and what we have here in the Rogue Valley that we can really sort of start to develop as a cornerstone of the economy, which are these, you know, these engineering jobs, great paying jobs. You know, the more entrepreneurs that we can get from around the country to settle in Southern Oregon and develop their patented technologies here, you know, that's just one step of sort of bringing interesting outside people to the Valley.
But the two companies that are now the finalists, as I understand it, for the iGrant are both from Massachusetts. So is the hope that they will relocate from Massachusetts?
Well, in high tech, it's very interesting because Emmetech, one of our companies, for instance, has 9 patents, 3 patents of which are on this particular device. They have a bomb sniffing device. So sniffing meaning it's almost like replacing what a dog would do, only their device can tell you exactly what materials are in the bomb and where. So it's an interesting technology because it has a lot of other applications. But to this point, they've been funded by the U.S. Army and the Department of Defense to develop this. And they're at a stage 6 of 9. So they really need access to facilities like at Rogue Valley Micro Devices. The hope is that they won't relocate their headquarters here. But the hope is that if we help them commercialize this product, they'll hire a team and develop that product here.
So it's a team that would work on the project. For the life of the project, they'd be based in the Rogue Valley.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And then, so potentially, how many jobs are we talking about? I mean, is that one of the major hopes? It sounds like no one particular company or project brings in a large number of jobs, but it sounds like the hope is that you'll be able to set up an infrastructure whereby other places will bring in projects and jobs.
Yeah, and, it's really because we're sort of early at this from our perspective, bringing new companies from the outside. I know Already and has been doing this for a long time. And this is a little bit of more of a grassroots approach, and it's a little more focused on emerging technologies and high tech. So bringing them over, letting them experience the Rogue Valley, you're right, they might only hire 2 or 3 jobs, but those 2 or 3 jobs right off the bat that they hire are engineering jobs, which are $80,000 to $100,000 a year jobs. So the goal is to create these really high-wage jobs that then generate more and more of these interesting hourly wage. And the other implication that's really interesting talking about jobs is that a lot of these engineering jobs cross over with our forestry people, with our manufacturing people who are out of work. They're very similar skills. So we're working with the Job Council. We're working with Oregon Tech and SOU to also develop talent that we can then create this culture where we've got a few established businesses that then, as they grow, they're pulling talent from the universities than the assets that we have already here.
Heather Stafford's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She is the executive director at the Sustainable Valley Technology Group, a partner with Advanced Microsystems. In the iGrant, the Inspiration Grant, I'm sorry, I got the name wrong. We can get to the other company to say. Anyway, you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about the iGrant at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Tell me the name again. Rogue Valley Micro Devices is your partner. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I was looking at the wrong part of the paper. Sorry about that. So, but you were just saying a second ago that there's some crossover here. Forestry jobs? I mean, some of the skills are very similar. In what sense? I mean, is running machines that make products?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of these industries are using mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, but that same sort of skill and train of thought, you know, to run these sort of sophisticated machines and there's still this production process. There's a bit of an assembly line kind of process as well, where, you know, different components. And I know, you know, for instance, Rogue Valley Micro Devices doesn't just hire, you know, PhD engineers. You know, they also hire hourly people to go and work those machines. And all these companies do. You know, we talked to Carestream actually recently, and they had 14 job openings, but only two of them were for salaried engineers. The rest were all, you know, entry-level hourly jobs. And so, you know, what you're creating is an environment where people can actually, without any schooling, get into some of these jobs in an entry level and grow into some of these very sophisticated engineering jobs.
So you were talking about, you mentioned Emmetech already from Fall River, Massachusetts, and they make the bomb-sniffing technology. The other finalist is Advanced Microsensors in Worcester, Massachusetts. Is that right?
Yes.
And what do they make?
They make a breast cancer screening device, and it's a device that's so non-invasive and simple, a handheld device that maps the breast tissue and over time can have comparisons made. It's so easy and non-invasive that it can be used at any clinic by even, you know, an intake medical assistant. So the hope is that, you know, the more invasive, you know, mammogram technology that's very expensive, you know, this becomes, you know, in the push toward preventative care, this becomes one of those tools that could very well be adopted.
So you mentioned that there were 87 requests for information when you first announced the Inspiration Grant, and you're down to two finalists now. I mean, how much of a winnowing process was it?
Well, we narrowed it down to our top seven. And we did extensive interviews and things with that top seven. We're looking for three things. We're looking for, obviously, technology compatibility with Rogue Valley Micro Devices. So, you know, we have to be able to offer them technologically where something that's going to really help them commercialize. The second is their business, their market. What's happening with the market? How competitive is it? You know, if you're talking about computer chips and Intel's already in that space, you're going to have a real difficult time getting to commercialization and competing with some of these giants. So how innovative is it and how open is the space? And the third thing is ultimately the team. And this is really what we look for in, you know, our accelerator clients. I mean, this is what investors look for is, you know, how coachable is the team? How passionate are they? How dedicated? How knowledgeable? Obviously, our two finalists ended up with, you know, they run technology companies. They're both very sophisticated. All the teams are filled with PhDs and patents. So, you know, we feel like we have the best of the best.
And so when is the decision made about who wins the Inspiration Grant?
Well, our second finalist, Advanced Microsensors, is here today, actually, taking a tour of Rogue Valley Micro Devices, and we'll sit down and talk with her. The media has a chance to come and meet her. Her name is Naina Golubovich, and she'll be here from 12 to 2 at Rogue Valley Micro Devices. But, you know, she'll be doing that tour all day today, and then we'll sit down and go through sort of both teams, and we'll announce the winner on Tuesday, October 15th at a press release at 6 o'clock over in Medford at the Higher Education Center.
You already have Rogue Valley Micro Devices, obviously, and then there are all the other businesses that you're helping through Sustainable Valley Technology Group. Have you built enough of a cluster yet, or are you still working toward building a cluster where you have enough businesses that sort of do similar things and can support each other that you can have you gotten the magnetism you need to sort of attract other things into the area?
You know, I think we're working really diligently toward that, and on some level that just takes time. You know, integrating with Oregon Tech is a great relationship. Chris Maples is on our board of directors. He's the president of OIT. And, you know, they've got mechanical engineering programs and, you know, renewable engineering programs. They were the first in the country, actually, to offer a degree, a higher advanced degree in renewable engineering. They're a little bit of a sleeping giant in our region that I think a lot of times, because they're in Klamath Falls, they don't get, you know, the full notice of what they're doing. And then obviously Southern Oregon University is doing great things with renewable technologies, emerging technologies, with their sustainability center. So on that level, you know, building that culture is in large part connecting with these universities that we have. And the better infrastructure and culture for developing technologies we build, that's what people are going to be attracted to. So every year after year, as we do this iGrant, we'll get, you know, one company a year perhaps to come and develop part of their technology here. But as that grows, that's going to become much more attractive for high-tech firms to relocate here, just because that culture's here, the infrastructure's here.
It sounds A, hard to keep up with, and B, exciting.
Thanks.
All right. Heather Stafford is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, Executive Director at Sustainable Valley Technology Group, talking to us about the iGrant, the Inspiration Grant, which, as you heard, will be awarded in a couple of days. Heather, thanks for joining us so much on the Jefferson Exchange this hour.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That'll do it for this hour of the Exchange. Hour number two, we will talk to the author of a new book about the 90-year-old quadruple murder up at the railroad tunnel outside of Ashland. That's next on the Jefferson Exchange in hour two.